KSL News Time now, 6:09. Time for Triple Team Traffic to start your Monday morning. And Andy Farnsworth is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. We start off with pretty good speeds along I-15. The drive at the full limit from Point of the Mountain to downtown should only take you in the 15 to 20-minute range. I am seeing what looks like a little bit of slowing building up on the 21st South Freeway, though, going between 215 and Redwood Road for the eastbound traffic. But so far, that's the only freeway delay I see anywhere in the Salt Lake Valley. Eric?
We have a report of a crash if you're northbound on U.S. 40 between Heber City and Park City. This is just past the Kearns Boulevard entrance to Park City. That's U.S. 248, a couple miles north of that. That's where we've got the accident, but apparently not causing any major problems. And we also have a report of fog in the southern part of that stretch between the two cities. Down in Utah County, no problems right now on I-15. Heather?
Looks like all of the gates to get into Hill Air Force Base are very congested right now, but the worst is 700 South in Clearfield. If you're traveling eastbound between I-15 and Hillfield Road, you're going to have significant delays there. I-15 itself, though, at freeway speeds, a KSL travel time of 30 minutes from Ogden to Salt Lake. Siegel Books, meaningful gifts for less. Their exclusive 10-inch marble Christus is on sale for the lowest price ever, now only $34.99, a savings of 80% at Siegel Book. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic.